The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Crawford, Senator Schultz. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Paige Thomas Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, if you would join me in prayer. Gracious and loving God, look kindly upon those gathered here this morning and grant to us all a sense of zeal and enthusiasm for the work you have called us to do. We are mindful and our hearts are grateful for the many gifts you have bestowed on us, both as individuals and as a state, especially the gift of freedom, the gift of our abundant natural resources, and the gift of opportunities to pursue our hopes and aspirations as Iowans. We ask that you continue to bless Iowa and those who govern it, especially the pages, staff, and legislators in this chamber. Bestow upon us true wisdom, understanding, and insight in our efforts to discern how best to serve the people of Iowa. Provide us with the strength and courage of will to promote the common good and to work for justice and peace for all people. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the well. The secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on February 22nd, 2022, passed the following bills. House File 2154, a bill for an act relating to the release of certain records maintained by statewide fire and police retirement system. House File 2166, a bill for an act designating certain county flood mitigation activities of central county purpose. House File 2167, a bill for an act relating to definition of autism spectrum disorder purposes certain health care coverage, making confirming changes, including applicable revisions. House File 2169, a bill for an act relating to the practice of pharmacy and nursing and administration of immunizations, vaccinations, licensure of non-resident pharmacies. House File 2217, a bill for an act relating to the financial reporting by insurance holding company systems. House File 2171, a bill for an act relating to the release of nursing facility reimbursement rates under the Medicaid program. House File 2172, a bill for an act relating to the violations by health care facility. House File 2201, a bill for an act relating to controlled substances, including amending the controlled substance schedules, information collection, reporting requirements on the Iowa prescription monitoring program, including effective date provisions. House File 2202, a bill for an act relating to Medicaid program reporting requirements. House File 2222, a bill for an act relating to documents may be filed pro se by defendant represented by counsel and applicant for post-conviction relief represented by counsel. House File 2239, a bill for an act relating to discovery of evidence in criminal post-conviction relief action involving victims of sexual abuse. House File 2252, a bill for an act relating to program services under the purview of the Department of Human Services, including Child Care Assistance, Child and Family Services, Foster Care Adoption, and the Dependent Adult Abuse Information Registry. House File 2153, a bill for an act relating to the county jurisdictional portion of certain cemeteries. House File 2258, a bill for an act relating to membership procedures functions of Iowa Council on Homelessness. House File 2259, a bill for an act authorizing licensed occupational therapist, licensed physical therapist, certain medical professionals licensed in other states, provide statement of purpose for persons with disability registered plates or parking permits and making penalties applicable. House File 2288, a bill for an act modifying the definition of central county purpose and central corporate purpose to include cybersecurity purposes. For the information of the body, we also have the introduction of a gubernatorial nominee as part of the Senate confirmation process. Over my left shoulder, Adam Steen, as the director of the Department of Administrative Services, and he is a guest of the Committee on State Government. So Adam Steen is director of the Department of Administrative Services.
Pursuant to Rule 38, the Chair refers Senate File 2347 from the calendar to Ways and Means and Senate File 2314 from the calendar to Ways and Means. Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate recess until 10 a.m.
You've all heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be recessed until 10 a.m. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus in room 22 after the rules meeting in the well.
Chair recognizes Senator from Johnson, Senator Walz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will also caucus after the rules meeting.
There will be a brief rules meeting in the well. Following the rules meeting, Republicans and Democrats will caucus.
Rules and Administration Committee will meet immediately in the well. Rules and Administration Committee immediately in the well. Democratic caucus immediately in room 24, Republican caucus immediately in room 22, Democratic caucus room 24, Republican caucus room 22, both starting immediately.